producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You can join us here, and we'll give you the toll-free numbers and our Skype here in a moment to allow you to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want to discuss. With you, joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
Rich Paul.
And we're going to actually start out tonight with a special guest, which we don't really have guests on the show very often. It is an open phone show, so we will certainly open the phones up after our guest. And if you do have a question for him, and actually two guests, I should say, from Cop Block, they are about ready to kick off another Cop Block tour that Free Talk Live and LRN.FM and Freekeen has sponsored in the past many, many years ago, back not too long after we made the move here to New Hampshire. Adamo Freeman and Pete Ayer and some other guys went on tour, and they toured around. They did something called Liberty On Tour, and those eventually turned into Cop Block tours. And I've had the pleasure of being, you know, of helping them make this thing happen as a sponsor. And so I'm grateful to be on board again now that Cop Block is so much bigger than it was back in, when was it founded? 2008, Adamo Freeman? Welcome.
Well, 2010, January 2010. So we're approaching 6 years.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It seems like it's been longer than that.
Well, yeah, I guess, like, yeah, as you know, doing the grind, it takes some time. And so 6 years here in January will be January 24th-ish.
So you've actually teamed up with a guy named Brian Sumner. And tell me a little bit about Brian, and then let's talk about Cop Block and the tour.
Sure. Well, Brian is from Fresno, California, and was part of Fresno Cop Block. And this past January, I became more active again after a little bit of time doing an agorist business and clearing my head after doing some jail time. But when I came back to Cop Block this January, I started a thing called the Cop Block Network, which is basically trying to harness the energy of the decentralized nature of Cop Block by, you know, having all these folks who are active like Brian or Kelly Patterson or like folks that are up there in Keene. To say, hey, we're all doing these things. Let's kind of do them with the same direction and see what happens. And since then, we have over 13 contributors at the website. The CopBlock.org is getting over 2 million hits a month. And
wow.
Now the CopBlock Network is also a large reason why Brian and I are able to take to the road for the next 7 months in MAC, the mobile accountability for cops.
I want to talk more about MAC and what your plan is on the road. But for our listeners who maybe are new to the show tonight, perhaps new to Cop Block, I mean, Cop Block has become an international phenomenon to encourage people to hold police accountable, usually with video cameras, but to, you know, hold cops accountable for their actions, one of the main goals of Cop Block. But can you explain what Cop Block is for a new listener tonight?
Sure. Well, Cop Block is the idea that badges don't grant extra rights. It's very simple. Many people with different varieties of freedoms or thoughts on other social issues still can unite under this idea for the police aspect that, like I said, badges do not grant extra rights. CopBlock.org is obviously a website, and through these two channels, folks are free to do, you know, like whatever they see is fit. Some folks will contribute to CopBlock.org through the CopBlock Network, make videos and do their own things. Other folks start their own chapters that have their own websites, their own Facebook pages. They have local meetups. They go out on, like, regular patrols. We hope to meet up with quite a few of those folks that are active throughout the CopBlock idea while we're on the road. And so, yeah, CopBlock is the idea that badges don't grant extra rights, and CopBlock is a decentralized organization where folks can unite under that banner to, you know, say, you know, let's get some accountability and some transparency.
And one of the ways you do that is by encouraging people to record video of the police. Like, it's one of the easiest things that you can do, although I guess some people would say it can be a little nerve-wracking the first time or few times out. That's definitely one of the tenets, right?
Oh, absolutely. The best tool is the video camera. And that's the start of a lot of these aspects, as well as sharing some ideas and tactics and networking with other folks. So you can get all of that at coplock.org/resources, where there's a number of tips for filming the police, gear you might need, apps that are good for your phones, even defense strategies into court, which, you know, many of us that are on the show here tonight are aware of, whether that's jury nullification, representing yourself, or Mark Stevens' approach of, you know, jurisdiction and legitimacy.
So this isn't your first rodeo. It's not your first tour. When was the last time you went on one of these things?
Well, 2012 is when I, you know, at the like beginning of 2012 is when Pete and I stopped touring Liberty on tour. Most of that was due to the number of legal cases I found myself in. I was facing the 3 wiretapping charges in New Hampshire there, Manchester. And so that was really occupying a lot of my time. And with that uncertainty, you know, I was facing 21 years in prison. So it was very hard to plan anything further than like the conclusion of that trial.
Yeah, and you were facing time in prison because you recorded some government bureaucrats here in New Hampshire where the laws against wiretapping are absolutely ridiculous, some of the worst law on the books here in New Hampshire. And you managed to beat that at the Supreme Court.
That's right. It was ultimately overturned after I did 92 days in jail.
Right. But you didn't get those days back, though.
Nope, not at all. But so after that, I kind of took a little time off and tried to do like a Niagara's business with Sons of Liberty Mint. And I appreciated the time I spent there. And it was definitely, you know, in hindsight needed to like, you know, freshen my legs, take a new perspective on some things. And like I said, at the end of 2014, you know, I decided that, you know, Coplock is probably where I belong, where I should be. And I kind of, you know, I was helping Pete with his previous tour, the Police Accountability Tour. Pete Ayer, the co-founder of Coplock.org with me, when him, Jacob Crawford, and Garrett Ian went on the road cross-country. And so I was behind the scenes in that and involved in some of the other aspects. But in January, I came back, I guess, to be like creating content regularly, trying to expand the network of Coplock. So like getting some of the bloggers that were all sporadically blogging everywhere into one area, helping us promote one another. Mm-hmm. You know, we now have a relationship with LibertyStickers.com who provides us. Yeah. They provide us some great flyers and outreach materials, which gets back into the hands of these local chapters who are out on the street. So not only are they filming when somebody comes up and asks them, why are you doing this or whatnot? You know, you can't always have the A to Z conversation, you know, as in like, oh, I'm filming the police because of this, and then they understand it when they leave. So that now they have business cards or 3x5 flyers or what we call the warning flyer, which warns people of police activity in their area. All of those can be seen at coplock.org/flyers. And so that's what I've been doing in the last couple months, and that's all accumulated into the 13 contributors and now our 7-month tour, which we hope could conclude with a Coplock Network headquarters.
So you're going to be on the road for 7 months, traveling all around the 48 United States, right? The contiguous 48.
Yeah, primarily the Southwest at this time because of the time of year it is.
Right. And you're kicking off from, you're in the Cincinnati area right now. You've got, as you said, MAC, which is the Mobile Accountability for Cops. Is that what it stood for? What was it?
Yep, Mobile Accountability for Cops is what MAC stands for.
And it's an RV. It's kind of like a little shorty, though, right? This isn't a monster RV like you had previously with your previous
Marv.
Tours. Marv, yeah.
Yeah, but Marv, the Mobile the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
You guys saying with the New York accent, Marv.
Marv, that's right. Marv was 30 feet long, and actually MAC is only 6 feet shorter.
Oh, really? Okay.
But I believe because of the cab being different, the Marv was a Class A, and MAC is a Class C, and so that means it has like the 2 doors in the front and like a cab where the driver and passenger can ride.
I see.
MAC was more square in front, Marv was more square in front, and so it probably looks, you know, that extra 6 feet looks a lot more when it's not squared off with the nose.
Right, right. All right. So there's enough room for the two of you in there comfortably. And, you know, you've done this before, but I know Brian's with you. Brian, have you ever been on anything like this before? Have you ever lived in an RV cross country?
Okay, so I've never lived in an RV across country, but I have lived in an RV before.
Oh, okay. Just stationary.
He's accustomed to some of the the knickknacks, you know, like the dinette folds into the bed area as well, and so like these multi-use spaces.
I want to talk more, if you guys have time, about, you know, what the plan is. What are you guys going to be doing on the road? I know that you certainly will be recording the police and likely meeting up with people all around the country. And obviously, a big question is, where are you going first out of Cincinnati, and when is it going to kick off? All of that still to come. You guys can stick with us for a little bit, right?
That's right.
All right, more from copblock.org.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting a Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupon in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And you can talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. It doesn't have to be police accountability rated. How about related? Although I do have a police story from copblock.org that we can talk about, where a Florida officer of the year has been arrested on child porn charges.
Again,
there's no shortage
officers of the year. How do they pick them?
Yeah, so we can get into that. There's no shortage of these awful cop stories, and of course, that's one of the things that copblock.org is really great at, is bringing them all to the same place. So if you like following police abuse and awful cop sort of nasty stories, there's no shortage at copblock.org. We also have Adamo Freeman and Brian Sumner with us here, and I want to return to them to talk more about the CopBlock tour that is about ready to kick off. But I also want you to know about how you can get Bitcoin and how you can get it very affordably through ExpressCoin. It is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, it's fast, safe, easy, and it's inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just get started at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They can likely help you get some Bitcoin over at ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app. Plus, you can use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. Just get started at ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget coupon code FTL. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Danica.
Rich Paul.
All right, let's go back to Adamo and Brian, who are preparing to take off from the Cincinnati, Ohio area to various different parts of the United States, starting with the Southwest. Adamo, when are you guys going to kick this tour off? I've heard next week. What's the plan? Where are you guys at?
Well, we've kind of kicked it off a little bit already. Last weekend, we went into Cincinnati. We're just on the outskirts and covered a protest that was in the name of Samuel DeBose, who was shot and killed by the University of Cincinnati Police Department. And that officer has since been indicted and is going to be heading to trial. But some arrest and an excessive use of a taser happened there, and our footage from that incident has been getting some pretty good media attention around here. So it's partially kicked off already. It was a good Saturday for us to get out. We've been working in Mac a lot on these logistics, but I really think Brian and I will gel really well, and it was nice to have that little kick before we started. Right, but tomorrow we head to another friend's shop. We're going to, unlike other tours, be towing a car along. We'll be bringing my car, which will give us a wider range of areas to cover, because when we were in Marv, that 30-footer driving that around anywhere is kind of an inconvenience. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be much more mobile this time having the car. We're going to go get some mounts put on that tomorrow, and then Sunday start making our way north towards Chicago, where another CopBlock Network contributor, Ryan Scott, is, and he's just outside of Chicago in a college town, and we'll hold a little cop blocking night while we're there. It's one of like our pre-stops, because we're going to spend about a month in each city, but we will stop at some places along the way. So the first like big stop is Dallas, Texas, but we will hit just outside of Chicago, Iowa City, Kansas City, and Oklahoma City on our way there for like weekend cop blocking nights. So folks can head over to copblock.org/MAC, not only get an overview of our schedule, keep up with the content we've created, and find out ways that they can help support our tour or content, the idea that badges don't grant extra rights as well.
Yeah, you guys are, you've made a video that I saw you upload to YouTube wherein one can donate a very small amounts to, up to $100. And there's T-shirts and goodies and things like that that you'll be shipping out as well. So you're going to be fulfilling orders while you're on the road, huh?
Well, yeah, for that donation aspect, we will be. But through the copblock.org/store, which has a number of other items that we don't have on Mac here,
right?
Like bumper stickers, CopBlock stickers, the business cards and flyers, which you can get for free at copblock.org/flyer, but you can also buy them 100 at a time, and the proceeds go to get more flyers at copblock.org/store. So for the donation thing, the tour is funded. The advertisers like yourself and others have helped purchase the RV and get us down the first way. The CopBlock Network provides us a salary But there are some variable expenses. And so if folks want to help us, you know, with a meal or some gas in the tank, because state to state, city to city, that varies, mm-hmm. and season to season, they can go to coplock.org/Mac. They'll see the donation aspect there. And right now we're offering like Coplock t-shirts, stickers, and even really cool $120 value smartphone cases. So you can get an OtterBox or LifeProof case for your smartphone up to $120 value, wow. if you donate $100 to the tour.
So what am I missing? I mean, what's going to be really cool about this that you know, we haven't talked about yet? Obviously, going from place to place. One question I had for you. You mentioned you're going to be staying for a month in major cities like Dallas, Texas. That means you're digging deep. You're not just, you know, coming in for a weekend, doing a little cop blocking and moving on. You're going to be in there and, like, investigating police corruption, right? Like, what are you going to be doing with your month's time? That's a long time.
Well, we have a number of ideas of things we can do. So, of course, we're going to cop block and hold events and try to talk to folks. But, you know, we also want to be repetitive, you know. So, like, we can go out several times after we meet folks. We can network with them to even cover local stories or make, you know, different types of content, whether that's, like, not so much cop blocking, but like we have a green screen on board, many cameras. We can do, you know, storytelling, tips, how to's, check out other people's gears, talk about their ways to combat police brutality or lack of accountability in their area. So a number of things, from embedding ourselves with offshoots, creating our own original content, and mixed in with the what everyone knows we do well, cop blocking on the streets.
And folks can keep an eye on the tour by going to coplock.org/Mac, and then also, what, subscribing to the Coplock YouTube channel or the Adamo Freeman YouTube channel? What's the best way to keep an eye on things?
Well, we have a Mac YouTube channel as well. We don't have enough subscribers yet, but if you will find the link at coplock.org/Mac, and then we'll have a short URL for that.
Okay.
Also, the Coplock Network Facebook page, as well as coplock.org and its usual social networks. You know, everybody's things can feed through there, and so ours will as well.
Cool. All right. So is there anything that I've missed as far as, you know, covering what's happening here?
I think that's it. We hope that if we're in your area, that you come out to our meetup and or cop block with us, strength in numbers, and we can all learn things from one another, which is another big aspect to this. It's strengthening the network, providing people with the information to know, like, what is available to them through the cop block network, and what they're doing in their area, so that we can, you know, work to spread the message that badges don't grant extra rights take it to the next level.
Any plans then on coming back to the birthplace for a while?
Well, this tour is ridden out through April of next year, and so winter, obviously, which is why we're in the Southwest, because we're in an RV. But after that, we all know of the Free State Project's Pork Fest, the Porcupine mm-hmm. Freedom Festival, held every June. Brian and I both have intentions of making it to that, and so I don't see why from, like, you know, May to July or August, there might not be a tour that starts in the middle of the country and heads to the Northeast.
Sounds really? Like fun, very and fun. I know you're going to be keeping us in the loop here on Free Talk Live on at least hopefully a weekly basis, kind of giving us updates and the latest.
That's our plan.
I appreciate it, you guys. Drive safe out there, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again. That's copblock.org/Mac. Go and follow those guys. Adamo and Brian are about to kick off the Cop Block Tour for 2015. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah. Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the medical grade chart website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you are invited to join us here on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. But whether you want to talk about the police, holding them accountable, or whatever happens to be on your mind, you may do so. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm in the studio with you. It's Ian.
Danica.
And Rich Paul. Hi, Rich.
Hi.
Paying too much attention to your smartphone over there.
Yeah, I was looking up that article on the Uber driver in Portsmouth.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll definitely talk about the latest on the Uber civil disobedience driver. That's who you're referring to, the man in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, who is publicly announcing that he is ignoring the government's demands for jumping through their licensing hoops, their regulatory hoops, and he is illegally driving for Uber. And he hasn't been stopped by Uber yet, which is great news. And we'll give you the latest on his story here in a moment. But I also wanted to get into the story about this. Since we were talking about Cop Block, we were talking to Adamo Freeman and Brian Sumner, who are kicking off the Cop Block tour at copblock.org/MAC, M-A-C. I got a story from Cop Block here, and there's no shortage of these stories. This is just a recent one posted 2 days ago by Stephen Thomas. Port St. Lucie officer Michael Harding was arrested Tuesday evening after Homeland Security investigators found child pornography on his Kik Messenger app. Now, I don't know what a Kik Messenger is.
Not heard of it, no.
But anyway, I imagine it's one of the myriad of messaging apps. As it turns out, the 27-year-old married father of three had posted the child porn while inside his police cruiser while on patrol. Officer Harding was uploading the explicit material to a Kick chat room called Pound Toddler FU. No need to spell the rest of it out. An investigator with the Homeland Security accidentally stumbled onto some posts made by Harding under his online name, which is Death the Above, which showed underage girls performing sex acts with men. The investigator determined the IP address with the uploads belonged to Harding's cell phone number. Later, a search of Harding's home turned up a thumb drive that was hidden in a gun case inside of his bedroom. The drive contained hundreds of child porn images and videos. Another thumb drive was found, but the images had been deleted. Techs were able to recover the deleted images, which contained more than 23 sexually explicit pictures, in addition to the hundreds on the other thumb drive. The images in that particular case were of preschool and prepubescent boys and girls. This is like actual child porn, right? Like, we've talked about the teenagers who've been arrested for taking pictures of themselves naked or, you know, taking pictures of themselves in some sort of sex act. I don't consider that to be child porn because they're not children, right? Like, the difference between a child and a teenager is very, very, you know, pronounced. One has gone through puberty, the other not so much. And, you know, so this is real child porn, and it's pretty sick.
And, of course, in an actual selfie, there's no question of anything involuntary being involved.
Correct.
You know, I know
no one put a gun to the 16-year-old's head and forced him to take a picture of himself naked in the mirror.
Exactly. Yeah. I know a lot of hippies that run around naked in the woods with their family, and that doesn't bother me. As a matter of fact, like, I've never seen my parents naked, and I have absolutely no desire to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I had grown up in an environment where I had, then I would be, maybe it might be a little easier for me to deal gracefully with nudity. So
yeah, I tend to agree with you there.
So the Kick Messenger, I just quickly looked it up. It's, you know, an app like a lot of the other tween apps that are going around, like a Snapchat, and people have. It's been reported that people have been using it to swipe naked pictures back and forth, which is what sometimes Snapchat gets used
for.
And it will be used with virtually any other kind of
app. So the Snapchat gimmick is that the Snapchat goes away, supposedly.
Theoretically, but you can take screenshots of it.
Right, because there's apps that allow you to screenshot.
Well, you can also screenshot from your phone. And the funny thing about Snapchat is that if I were to screenshot a snap that someone sent me, they get a notification, the other person gets a notification that I screenshotted it.
That's if you use Snapchat to screenshot. Aren't there screenshot programs you can use?
I'm sure there are, but if you're just screen capping it from your phone, then it will send a notification.
I think on newer versions of Android, swiping three fingers across your screen will screenshot it without installing any app. So that's how my phone is. I've got an HTC.
Ah, okay. Well, HTC is a little different because they do their own custom sort of operating system overlay.
Well, that's why I included
that.
Well, the default
screenshotting for Android has always been the volume and the power button held down together to do that, yeah.
Okay, see, I have installed at some point a screenshot program. I didn't know that they had it built into
the
system.
They have it built in, yeah.
That may be
iPhone's the same thing.
That may be a newer feature, but there are screenshotting programs as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And there's, you know, independent Snapchat programs that you can install that will allow you to do more filters or more things, also have an easier way of keeping your snapshot.
So I guess
together.
My question is, what's different between, what makes Kick different from the Snapchat?
I think Kick has more messaging abilities, whereas Snapchat will allow you to message somebody, but
it's more for pictures.
It's not really heavily emphasized on text.
So Officer Harding here was taken to federal court hearing in Fort Pierce, where he's formally charged with sending and receiving child pornography, which is a minimum of 5 years, maximum of 20, in prison. Officer Harding was denied bond, with the judge saying that he is a danger to the public. I'd like to remind you that Officer Harding was the Officer of the Year in Port St. Lucie. Port St. Lucie Police Chief John Bolduc said that Officer Harding has been on paid leave since he became aware of the investigation, but that now he is on unpaid administrative leave pending the outcome of his trial. He was named Fort Pierce Police Officer of the Year in 2011 and joined the St. Lucie Police Department in 2012. And ironically, Officer Harding received a letter of appreciation from the Juvenile Restorative Justice Initiative. And I think that this... You know, story, while it's not the first one of its kind, he's not the first cop who's been busted with some kind of child pornography. But it, you know, it should give you pause. If you are the kind of person who believes that the police are out to help you and protect you and to look out for your kids, well, you better be careful, because just because somebody's wearing a badge doesn't mean that you should be trusting your children with them.
Mm.
That brings up a really good argument that I love using, that, say, someone goes to school where you got in this, and the parents of the children say, oh, we don't want that person to be around our kids. They have a gun. I'm like, okay, you're okay with a cop being around your kid because they've got a gun, too.
Yeah, and the cops are probably more likely than the average people to actually use a gun to kill somebody.
Sure.
Especially Officers of the Year. I mean, if Officer of the Year was a Superman, superhero, it'd be like Florida Man. Are you familiar with Florida Man?
Florida Man is a reference to all of the various ridiculous Florida stories, correct?
They've determined that this is actually just one guy. He's a superhero named Florida Man, and he flies around doing insane things and shifting forms. And Officer of the Year seems to be the same sort of thing going on, where, you know, if the headline starts Officer of the Year, it's not going to end well.
And this was in Florida, so maybe it was Florida Man.
It must have been Florida Man.
Right. So, no, I had not heard about Florida Man. That was new to me. I just sort of heard of it in the term of, like, there's ridiculous news stories about Florida Men. But
there's actually a couple of Florida Man superhuman websites now, I believe.
That's awesome. So if you want to share your thoughts here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I mean, there's really not much you can say about this besides, obviously, this dude's a sicko, and watch your kids around cops. You know, you don't know who these people are. Just because they're a cop doesn't mean they're trustworthy or good.
No.
So you can share your thoughts with us here. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, one man shares his experience at truthvoice.com that he writes, how my first arrest changed my opinions of police.
Ooh.
And I suspect that being arrested for the first time will have a tendency to do that for folks. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Join us.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room online at abvi.com by October 15th and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 22nd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall! Into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-453. Joining you in studio, Ian here.
Danica.
Rich Paul.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out Rich. More Rich Paul available for you on the Church of the Invisible Hand, which is at this time a Facebook page. But yep. At some point, it may be more than that.
Yeah, we've got web hosting now. We just need to get the domain name registered, and we'll have a WordPress site up.
You've got a lot of cool stuff that you're doing with the church, and you recently did a wedding that was actually accepted. The paperwork was accepted by the state, so that's mm-hmm. going to help legitimize the Church of the Invisible Hand. What's the mm-hmm. kind of the pitch for listeners? What is the Church of the Invisible Hand?
Well, the Church of the Invisible Hand is descended from deism, which was the religion of several of the founding fathers. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a variant of a well-established church. And
a deist belief is that God sort of like set it and forget it.
Exactly.
It has absolutely no impact on anything else.
Exactly. So the way I put it is, if you take Stephen Hawking's event horizon that occurred at the Big Bang, Stephen Hawking says you can't. There's no way to find out what's behind the Big Bang. There's no information, and that's called an event horizon in physics. The same sort of thing they used to think happened with black holes, but now they're not so sure. But so the deist God exists only behind the event horizon. He's not observable from our universe. You can call him, he ain't going to do nothing. And the Church of the Invisible Hand actually isn't entirely sure that he exists. It's just we're actually agnostic. We make no statement as to the nature of existence of God, but we do not believe that he does anything within our universe that is observable. And so, therefore, we believe in self-reliance, and we believe that the best way to find out the nature of the universe is to look at the evidence around you. And the idea of agnosticism for me goes beyond there is no God. It also goes on to say, be careful of how sure you are about things. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Greeks had a very elaborate system of their four elements that turned out to be utter nonsense. It was meaningless, but they worked very hard on it, and somebody had to let go of that idea for it to fade away and be replaced by truth.
Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Again, more Rich Paul. Go look for him at the Church of the Invisible Hand on Facebook. Let's go to Dean calling from Canada via Skype. Hello, Dean.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Good. I just thought I'd give a little bit of an update on my run for office here. I'm running for Parliament in Ottawa.
There's a big push. You called like a week or two ago to tell us about this, that in Canada this year, the Libertarian Party is really throwing a lot of candidates at the elections.
Yeah, that's
right. Got a Libertarian.
We are just coming up on the deadline to register candidates, and we've been seeing a lot of our candidates get registered. I just officially got registered the other day, which was quite a relief because I have been hearing some stories from members of the party that the election officials have really been scrutinizing the paperwork and giving them a hard time on things like signatures. But I didn't have any issues, so I'm all registered. I did have an interesting experience this week with participation in a debate hosted at the university campus at the university that I attend. One of the student associations that represents students who live on campus hosted a debate, and I really did not receive an invitation and only heard about it about a week before it happened. So I tried to, I made lots of effort to get in contact with the organizers, and they were really quite, really kind of dodging me about whether I'd be able to participate. And 24 hours before it was scheduled to happen, they said, "We're only going to let the big parties participate in the debate." So I did put up a little bit of a fight. They still weren't budging. They wouldn't even allow me to make an opening and closing statement before and after the debate. So I went out and I made some flyers and started handing them out on campus, letting the students who are supposed to be represented by this organization know just how much this organization cares that they are able to make a fully informed vote. That made the administration pretty uncomfortable, I think. And ended up being able to broker a deal with the help of some members of the Conservative Party on campus, and I did end up being able to make a brief statement at the beginning and the end of the debate, but I will be participating in another debate on campus next week.
Cool. Congrats.
Well, I'm glad to hear that's happening, and if you ever see a need to I realize you're in Canada, so things aren't exactly the same, but there was a case at in the University of Michigan where somebody brought somebody in to speak against it was a libertarian student group brought in a speaker to speak against affirmative action. And they got their budget pulled because it was supposedly too political. Well, they looked up and found the same college had sent people to the Supreme Court, had paid for people to go to the Supreme Court and protest outside in favor of affirmative action as part of a student group, and they actually sued and won.
Wow.
And got, now I'm not a big fan of taking money from the government, but if one political group is getting it, then we should all have equal access, and I think might be a case like that in your debate story there.
Well, I mean, these are essentially government institutions, and they should be treating people fairly.
Yes.
And another, the reason I really tried to push so hard about this is because, yeah, this is an organization, it's a student-run organization, but they're meant to represent the students who live on campus, and I'm sure they didn't consult with any of the students before they made this decision. Another thing that's of note is that this same organization had just spent a whole bunch of money on an ad campaign with a big ad agency to try to encourage students to vote and to get involved in the electoral process. And it's, I think, very relevant since I'm the only candidate in this election who's actually a student at the university where the debate took place. I'm the youngest candidate, and they didn't want me to participate.
It's ridiculous. Hey, thanks for the update, Dean, and appreciate your call tonight. You can join us, as he has done, on our Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We got Dan. He is calling from Pittsburgh, and I don't know if that's in Pennsylvania. Dan, where are you tonight? Dan? Dan in Pittsburgh, going once. Dan in Pittsburgh. Hello, we have you.
Hey, yes, it is Pennsylvania.
All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
So So, yeah, I got a speeding ticket a week or two ago, and I'm taking it to court, and I wanted to just tell the story real quick and ask if you had any advice.
We don't do advice. We're not attorneys, but you're welcome to tell your story, and we can talk about it.
We'll give opinions, certainly.
Right. Yes.
I've seen some of your court videos on YouTube, Ian, and they're pretty fascinating. Well, they're kind of boring, but they're just fascinating.
It's court,
to see
yeah.
How, yeah, how everything goes down. So, yeah, so the main thing is that the speed limit was 35. It was going through a small town, and the cop told me 51. And so whatever, we did the stop and everything. I was about ready to just pay it. And I looked at the ticket. It says 51 miles per hour, but it also says the distance that he clocked me over and the time, because he was a local cop, just used a stopwatch. And so just for fun, I figured I'd do the math. And
because speed is distance over time.
Right, right. And it came out to 41, not 51.
Wow.
This will be a fun court case.
Yeah, so I'm kind of wondering, first of all, do you think that they'll accept that? Or do you think they'll be like, well, there's nothing we can do? It says that, like, if a ticket says two completely different things, do they have any choice but to just throw it out? Can they change it or something and just say, oh, well, he probably just miswrote that? I don't know. And also, that and how much do you think I have to show them how the math works? I figured I could print out a little, you know, high school algebra equation and stuff. But
hold that thought, Rich.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, first off, what exactly was the speed limit where you were?
It was 35.
It was 35. Okay, so that would put you six over. Well, first off, certainly you could fight it on the basis that the math was wrong. And moreover, I would say that if his work was that sloppy on doing the math, who knows what else he got wrong? Has he ever even been properly trained to do this? So I would attack it. You want to attack his information, which is obviously wrong.
He's not credible.
Exactly. That kind of destroys his credibility with me.
And extremely unprofessional. But, stopwatch?
Yeah, stopwatch. Yeah. I mean, what police department can't afford a radar gun?
Are we at track and field or something?
Maybe they can't afford it because people keep beating their tickets.
I don't know how it is nationwide, but in Pennsylvania, only state cops can use radar. Local
Hold
cops
that
have
thought,
to use.
Dan. I want to come back and talk about this further if you've got time. This is Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.